Welcome to episode 380 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
There will be at least one link on the show page today with more information, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. Happy birthday!
To who?
To the show.
Yes?
Oh, yes, and not until next week, though.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Officially, it's our sixth anniversary, June 13th. Which is right between the days we're going to record.
Okay, I got you. Do I get cake?
Do we get cake? Our Patreon page will launch on that day, that week.
Oh, there might be cake. Ooh.
There might be cake. That should be one of our t-shirts.
There might be cake.
This is going to be fun. It's involved with a bunch of other projects that are also fun.
Mm-hmm.
There should be vintage episodes and blog posts and videos and extra stuff.
Whatever we can available. Scrape together to possibly
now,
tease
Patreon,
you.
And actually, they recommend, build some anticipation. Hold off on your launch for a while. Well, also, I got to figure out how to use the damn thing.
Just because it's launched doesn't mean it's working.
Also, I was just spending a little time in the green room, which is a voice chat channel on Discord, where I can hang out while I'm waiting for my brother to show up and we can finally record this thing.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Anyway. I'm editing even now. Right. So we're going to talk about how batteries work, which we did almost everything of on Monday. Our sponsors today include Half Cocked, Half Baked, and Total Disaster.
I just like the last one. Watch it all burn.
Yeah. I'm going to start by saying that we do have blinking.
Yes.
Yes. A little experiment, which is a Mudwatt kit we got from Magical Microbes.
I wasted many a glance over the weekend.
Put a camera on it. that we can access with our mobile app.
I'm going to be the first one. Nope.
But we are making electricity with some microbes. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. In fact, the next few episodes, probably a lot of them, we're going to talk about electronics and microbiology and a whole bunch of other related stuff.
Okay.
Now, right now, I want to try and figure out how a battery works.
Well, okay. Yes.
Which I've always wanted to know. Uh-huh. We're not going to get to the answer today, but I thought I'd cover some basics.
Okay.
All right, you're made of atoms.
I certainly am.
All day and every day. Lots of them.
Yes.
Atoms themselves are made of various smaller particles, including in the center of the atom, where most of the mass lives, you have protons.
Yes.
And neutrons.
Yes.
Not always neutrons. Okay, there's one atom, the hydrogen atom, that has right. No neutrons. Everybody else has neutrons.
The one exception. Okay, fine. Yeah.
There is an electric charge on protons.
Yes.
Not so much with neutrons. Neutrons are neutral, thus the name.
Mm-hmm.
Protons are positive.
Yay.
Thus the name?
Sure?
Well, they're pro. They're in favor.
They're positive.
And around them is a sort of cloud of electrons who are pretty far away on that scale and have a charge equal and opposite to the proton.
And it's weird, like the proton's a big fat beast compared to an electron, right?
Yeah, electrons are very tiny, something like 1/10,000th. And by the way, I'm just pulling that number out of the air. I did not look it up.
We do like to be accurate, yes. Well,
so electrons do move a lot more than the nucleus of an atom will.
Mm-hmm.
But the nucleus of an atom can be moved around as well.
Oh.
And now we want to talk about electric charges. Again, electrons, negative.
Yes.
Protons, positive. Mm-hmm. That happened for hysterical reasons.
Hysterical.
Okay. Yeah, and just to confuse things, when you look at a circuit diagram, they usually show it flowing from positive to negative.
Yeah.
Physically, the electrons are moving in the opposite direction, but apparently it doesn't matter, as long as you know what you're looking at.
Right, right.
But if something has the same charge as something else, they push away from each other.
Okay.
If they have opposite signs, like one negative and one positive, then they are attracted to one another.
Okay, yeah.
So electrons like to hang around near the nucleus.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
You might wonder why they don't crash into the nucleus. That's all quantum mechanics. Let's not go there.
Why even bring it up? Now I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, because now we got the electron shells.
Oh, yes.
The model was first worked out before we knew about quantum mechanics or quantum physics. They thought of it as electrons orbiting the nucleus, which is close enough. Because, again, we get all quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
But there are shells. And an atom would like to have a full outer shell.
Which gets it all confused to me, because I like just raw numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these shells don't make any...
Don't make any kind of physical sense.
Yeah. I can wrap my head around hydrogen.
Right. Yeah. Hydrogen would like to have two electrons in its outer shell, or no electrons. It pretty much would go with either one of those.
Happy
and life. Under the right circumstances, it certainly does that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it gets an extra electron somehow, it is a negatively charged atom.
Yes.
It's got one more electron than it does a proton, so now it's an ion.
Mm-hmm.
It can also lose the electron and end up as a positively charged ion.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
Right.
Now, the electron.
Yes.
It is as close to the proton as it can get, unless it absorbs some energy, which happens all the time.
Okay.
At which point it will move to a further out space.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because of quantum physics, it's there's no half jumps. It's here or there.
Blink.
And then it will hang out there for a certain time until it goes out of the excited state, drops back down, and emits a photon.
Oh.
It's a change in potential energy, just like lifting a weight up increases its potential energy. For an electron to go away from the nucleus, it has to absorb energy and increase its potential energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it drops down, the potential energy is decreased, but it's a little happier there.
And it also blinks? I mean, what's with the photon? Flash!
That's how they exchange energy, by absorbing and emitting photons.
Okay.
True of the nucleus, too, but let's not confuse things anymore.
Yeah, right.
Now, if it absorbs enough energy, the electron will get further and further away from the nucleus until it doesn't really feel the pull of the nucleus anymore.
I'm free.
Yes, pretty much.
Nice.
And that's one of the reasons why chemical processes can happen when it's hotter, because the electrons are being kicked around and are more willing to trade places.
Huh.
Now we got metal.
Yes.
Like a metal wire.
Yes.
And we're using electrons to carry electric charge. Metal is awesome because naturally the electrons are almost ready to leave.
They're not happy with their state in the world.
They're all packed together. And they got this, what they call an electron lattice. They're packed together so closely in such a structure that the electron is as happy to stick around the nucleus as it is to leave the nucleus. And even normal thermal fluctuations cause the electrons to trade places and move around the atomic substance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we happen to connect the wire to a positive charge on one end and a negative charge on the other, then the electrons are going to flow one direction from the negative to the positive.
Okay.
No matter what the circuit diagram says. That's not the only way to move electricity.
Oh?
You can also move electricity with ions.
Oh.
In this case, we're talking about an electrolyte.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
An electrolyte is some substance, often but not always a fluid, that has free ions floating around inside of it.
Cool.
This is actually at a neutral charge, but it can move electric charge by moving the ions about.
Okay.
It will not let electrons flow around.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
So it's the nucleuses that are moving? Wow.
Well, okay. The electrons also go along with the nucleus if you happen to be a negative ion.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a bare nucleus, especially with hydrogen. In fact, let's do an example.
Okay.
Let's use water and salt.
Yes.
To start with, oxygen wants a couple of more electrons to fill its outer shell.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydrogens are like, okay, an empty shell is a full shell. We'll take it.
Right.
And the oxygen likes to hold on to the electrons a little tighter than the hydrogen did.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that the oxygen gets charged a little bit negative, from holding, but not entirely greedily, the electrons.
Okay.
And the hydrogens get a little positive.
Okay.
By not holding entirely generously the electrons.
Oh, okay.
So now we got what they call a dipolar molecule.
Cool.
Where different parts of it have a different charge.
Mm-hmm.
The molecule overall is still neutral.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got a couple of plus ends and one minus end.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good. Now we throw the water in some sort of container,
mm-hmm.
and then we grab salt.
Yes, we do.
Salt is sodium and chlorine,
mm-hmm.
or at least table salt is.
Yep.
Sodium has one electron in its outer shell, and just would rather not.
Does anybody want this?
Again, an empty shell is a full shell, or a complete shell.
Right.
And the chlorine wants at least one more electron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not sure how many it wants. I didn't check.
At least one more.
At least one more, yes. It actually wants electrons even more than oxygen does.
Oh,
and greedy. So, yeah. What happens is you get a sodium ion,
mm-hmm.
positive, and a chlorine ion, negative.
Mm-hmm.
And they hang out together because they have opposite signs.
Yes.
Again, once they're hanging out together, overall system is electrically neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a plus and definitely a minus.
Okay.
Now we throw that in the water.
All right.
Guy who figured out how water dissolves or salt dissolves in water got the Nobel Prize for it.
Really? Yeah, it's more complicated than I thought.
The hydrogens, all those little pluses, can gang up on a salt molecule.
Well, that's mean. Okay, yeah.
Yes, and steal the chlorine away.
So violent.
While the oxygen
mm-hmm.
can gang up on a bunch of the metal ions, the sodium,
mm-hmm.
and steal... Oh, wait, no, the chlorine ones.
Oh.
No, I'm getting this backwards. Damn it! I had this all worked out.
Take four, yeah.
Hydrogens are positive. They are going after the chlorine.
Mm-hmm.
The oxygens are negative. They are going after the sodium.
Okay.
And as it happens, once you've got those ions floating around in the water, even the molecules of water start to get teased apart.
Uh-huh.
So you end up with H pluses floating around
mm-hmm.
and OH minuses or O minuses floating around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big soup of charged atoms.
Yeah, okay.
So, if we're trying to make a battery,
yeah, okay.
what we need is a couple of different substances.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of different metals, maybe a couple of different metal oxides.
Mm-hmm.
And these will interact with the ions of the electrolyte
mm-hmm.
so that sometimes there's extra electrons left over.
Okay.
And sometimes there's a deficit. You've got missing electrons.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, if you just all throw it into the same vat, it all works out. Everybody moves around. Everybody gets neutral. Everybody's happy.
Mm.
As far as what else happens, magic.
Science show here.
I want to mention ions again.
Oh, yes.
Real quick. We talked about whether or not the nucleus is moving versus the electrons.
Yes, yes.
When the ions are moving, yeah, the nucleus is moving, but it's also taking all of its electrons with it.
Right, actually,
Even if it's a positively charged ion with more protons in the nucleus than electrons in the shell, it's still got electrons in the shell.
Right, yeah.
Coming right along.
Okay.
The only exception being hydrogen, which only has the one electron to lose.
Free!
And, of course, a negative ion is when you got more electrons in the cloud than protons in the nucleus.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good. I don't. I should say that more often.
Right?
Right? I don't overuse that phrase at
all.
We
need a counter for this this episode. I think we're up to 20 right now.
All right. So, we're trying to make an electric current.
Yes.
From various chemical thingies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be hazy on the details because the chemistry is beyond me.
Oh.
But we're going to take that electrolyte.
Yep.
Instead of just putting it in a vat, we're going to infuse it into some sort of porous barrier.
Okay.
Which sounds fancy, but I've seen people do it with like tissue paper soaked in salt water. So
there you go.
Salt water or hydrogen peroxide or sodium hydroxide.
Towel
like
soaked in acid. Don't worry about it.
Don't ask questions. That is between two other substances,
okay.
which will be pleased and proud to interact with the ions in the electrolyte.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't get through that barrier.
Oh, look out.
Yes. So, pause it and pick one.
Negative.
All right. So, for example, let's say we have an OH, an oxygen and a hydrogen. It's water missing a hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
It is a negative ion, mm-hmm. but since there's two atoms involved, it's a molecular ion.
Well, okay.
And it's going to wander into one side and interact with what's there.
Cool.
And in the process, it's going to leave an extra electron floating around.
All right.
There's other stuff that happens too. Like an OH might wander in there, drop off an electron, mm-hmm. and then wander away as a water molecule and go back into the porous barrier.
Just but wandering
if,
around.
If something like that is happening, meanwhile, on the other side, it tends to eat up water molecules and spit out OH ions.
Yum, 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 yum.
So the electrolyte stays in balance over time.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to this negative ion that's mm-hmm. wandered over here. And his, did you actually say positive? Because I'm I'm a
negative person. You know this. But.
Anyway, those extra electrons, the whole thing is set up with the porous barrier on one part, and the rest of it is surrounded by some sort of electrical insulator so that the electrons cannot escape.
Okay.
You usually also have some sort of pin made of something like brass that won't interact with the electrolyte or anything else that's over there.
Okay, cool.
So the electrons can collect there.
Okay.
But now you're getting a negative charge building up.
Yes. Okay.
All right. That means that negative ions from the electrolyte are not going to want to come over and visit anymore.
Right? It's so crowded. So this will
eventually slow down and even stop the chemical reaction.
Ah.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the porous barrier, mm-hmm. you have some other substance, and it likes to attract the positive or interact with, I'm sorry,
you're right.
The positive ions. And the net result of that is, gee, it's missing electrons now.
Mm-hmm.
So now, again, we've got a charge, but it's electrically insulated, and no electrons can get in to neutralize the positive charge.
Right.
And again, the positive ions aren't going to want to come over and play anymore.
I see a lot of potential here,
yes.
So to speak.
But this is the reason why you can store a battery for months at a time without it losing charge,
mm-hmm.
because the electric charges inhibit the continued chemical reactions.
Okay.
Now, just add wires.
Ah, yes, right?
If you put a conductive path, say a wire, mm-hmm. from one terminal to another,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, don't just do a wire.
Can we put an engine in between instead?
Like a resistor or a light or something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the battery and the wire are going to get super hot.
This is a way to kind of weld, I believe. Not recommended.
All right. So over on that, it's the negative terminal of the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Let me think about this. Okay. Yeah. All right. Over on the negative terminal of the battery,
mm-hmm.
the electrons now have somewhere to go.
Yes.
Which can lower that negative charge
mm-hmm.
and let negative ions come in and continue the cycle.
Okay.
Now it goes zipping along the wire over to the positive side.
Yes.
And there, they desperately want electrons. They've been waiting all this time.
Get me.
And again, that takes the charge down and allows the continuation of the chemical reaction.
I have a hole in my soul.
So that's it. You can get direct current from all this chemical ion nonsense. You might be wondering, where does the energy come from?
That's exactly what I'm wondering.
Right. So, like, if you did throw this all into a vat, exactly the same chemical reactions would happen,
mm-hmm.
and it would heat up the vat.
Okay.
Because you're getting molecules with stronger bonds than were originally there.
Oh, okay.
Lower potential energy. It's kicking out those photons and making everyone dance around. The difference in energy between the molecular bonds of the original state and the reacted state is where the energy is coming from.
Oh, okay.
All right. So next week, it's our birthday.
Yes.
And we'll see you then.
Bye.